All right, the Dubs do it. 121-99. They beat the Spurs. Everyone knows what that means. As always, I got my victory rum, and here we go. Cheers. Absolutely delicious. The Dubs were on fire today. The Dubs moved to 8-6, while the Spurs dropped to 8-7. It was a really fun game to come out and watch. I'm not sure what the odds makers were deciding. The Warriors were 1.5-point favorites coming off their huge win versus the Lakers on the road, where they had that 19-point deficit, which they came back on. As I mentioned, they were on absolute fire. They were rocking the Oakland jerseys today. You could just tell that there was a little bit of extra swagger. Those jerseys, though, are sick. They represent the We Believe with Oakland across the front. Everyone's kicks were on fire today as well. Curry had the presidential Curries that he was rocking that were extra sick. Again, the final score was 121-99. So let's just jump right in. I was a little concerned with Wiggins being a game time decision with his knee and his quad, but he ended up playing and he looked really damn good. No ill effects there. He actually got a little bit of rest for tomorrow's back-to-back with the Knicks, which is awesome. I had questions around how the Dubs were going to deal with the youth movement of the Spurs between Murray, Walker, and Johnson. Really tough one for Johnson today. He ended up with 12 points, but he shot 2 of 12. It was a really tough shooting night for him and the Spurs overall. The Spurs were 4 of 33 shooting from three-point land today, where the Warriors were 15 of 38. As I mentioned, Keldon was a brick house. Oubre and Wiggins were driving super hard. It was a lot of fun seeing how much energy they have. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was because of the Laker game. I don't know if it's having Draymond back. But Oubre and Draymond are just rubbing off on everybody on the team. That's Wiggins. That's Wiseman. That's Pascal. You're seeing a lot of swagger amongst of all rotation players. But again, the highlights were the three-point shooting. The defense on the Warriors side, they were communicating, they were rotating, they looked like a team that had been playing together for years, and the driving kicks. We'll talk about it a little bit later, but you're seeing the Warriors have a nice three-man game between Steph, Draymond, and Wiseman, where Wiseman ends up with these beautiful lobs half the time, where it's, you know, all it takes, you don't need to be a seven-footer who's able to slam those home. So a lot of easy buckets for him. Really tough one for DeRozan. He got three early fouls plus a technical. It just wasn't his game. It just felt like everything was super hard with him. When the Dubs weren't going for his pump fakes, it kind of landed in a tough spot for him. It just seemed like everything was super hard. There was a couple blocks he had on fast breaks. Overall, just not the game for DeRozan. He's usually a lot more efficient than that. Can we just talk about how Jakob Poeltl looks like a guy who he just eats cold food all the time? Like, you just look at him, he's like going to like a steakhouse, and he's like, can I get my steak cold? It can be cooked, but I want it cold. And then also, why does Pop look like the bad guy from Fury Road? I don't know what that dude's name is, but with the mask and the long hair, tell me he doesn't look just like him. I posted that on Twitter about a week ago when I saw him jumping in the air, but that was pretty hilarious. Curry was extra spicy today. He was splitting double screens. He had that pass fake to that got that Florida State rookie in the corner that led to a super pretty layup. He also had a nice behind the back that almost caused Patty Mills to fall, and he drained the three at the just right at the top of the key. Going in the second quarter, I realized I got a great nickname for Damian Lee and Jordan Poole when they're in the game. I'm going to call them the Lumberg Twins. What is it you say you do here? Don't know why those guys were in at the same time. They kind of just eat up space with each other. They're just breathing everyone else's air. I know that's really rough to say, but they got to show me a lot more. If the Warriors want to be anywhere successful and make the playoffs, they definitely need to get more out of them, or don't play them, or shorten the rotation. They don't really do a whole lot, and together it was really tough. I think Kerr ended up playing them 2 minutes before he brought in Curry for Poole. He did make some shots at the end of the game, but like at the end, it can't be something that they have constantly in the rotation. The starters were absolutely hot. The Warriors won every single quarter except the third, where they tied 26-26. Wiseman went off, and he has it, man. This dude has got it. Dubs fans, you got to be pumped to have this guy on the team. He looks like the absolute stud that you'd want to have out of this rookie class. I don't care what people have to say about LaMelo. He has been good. His stats are going to be there, but his minutes and his usage rate is going to be way higher than Wiseman, which will inflate those numbers. But at the end of the day, you think about Draymond and his tutelage. You think about Steph. You think about Klay next year. You think about Wiggins if he can continue to be consistent. We're only 15 games in. I'm not going to get too hasty with Wiggins' play so far. And then you think about if they can re-sign Oubre. This is a legit contender next year, assuming Wiseman can continue to grow and make that jump. He looks like Bam Adebayo. He looks like he can do exactly what Bam Adebayo can do right now. He just needs to fill out, continue to be a good ball handler, know where to rotate on defense, go to the rim on that three-man game with Draymond and Steph. Warriors had the lead 64-45 at the end of the first half. Going into the third, you always knew the Spurs were going to make some sort of run. It's very much like that Belichick Patriots model where you get that, okay, how are you going to start the third quarter? How are you going to set the tone for the second half? The Spurs were able to ultimately tie the quarter in total points, 26-26, but the Warriors ended the third quarter 90-71. The one thing I noticed watching this quarter was I want Wiggins to be a little bit more aggressive with his layups. Too often are we seeing him like fillet or double clutch. I want him going up and just slamming it. You know he can palm the ball. You know he's super long. You know he's super athletic, but you want a little bit more of that Oubre. Like that Oubre putback that he had or those dunks where he pump fakes and goes up with that strong lefty just fucking slam. I want some of that out of Wiggins. And maybe it's not in him. Maybe it's not in his DNA. Maybe it's because he's Canadian. I don't know. But we definitely need a little bit more of that out of him. It was a lob fest for Wiseman. Draymond is always teaching. Give Draymond a mic. Give Wiseman a mic. And I just want to listen to those guys chat the entire game. Wiseman fucked up on a release of the rim, and you heard Draymond just like yelling at him. But it's always a learning lesson. It's always going to be, you know, teacher and pupil situation between those two, which is so awesome. So awesome to see them work off each other. DeRozan, just another tough quarter. Wasn't his game. It was just really tough for the Spurs all the way around. They could not make it. Patty Mills had a rough one as well. Spurs ended up making their run in the fourth quarter. It was short-lived. Once the starters came back into the game, it was game over from there. Pascal was super quiet, but, you know, it's a tough matchup when you're playing against a dude who only eats cold food and Poeltl. Plus, Poeltl's no slouch. He's a legit seven-footer with long arms. He moves his feet well, so it's going to be a tough matchup for Pascal, who's always playing undersized. So if he's giving up 5, 6, 7 inches there, you can't expect a whole lot. But good job by Poeltl to keep Pascal quiet, who's been on fire here. Final lines for the Warriors, some standouts. Curry had 26. His plus-minus was 30. 10 of 17 from the line. 4 of 8 from the 3. 2-2 from the free throw line. 11 rebounds, 7 assists, almost a triple-double. He balled out. He played like the MVP candidate we all thought. Wiggins is getting that swagger as we talked about. I love it. And then finally, as we all know that we're going to do here, at the end of each episode, I'm going to give an award that is dedicated to a player of the past. And this one's going to be the Charles Jenkins Bicep Swag Award. If you know, you know, Dub fans. And this is going to go to James Wiseman. Best game of his career. 20 points. 6 rebounds, 4 assists, a plus minus of 17, 8-11 from the field, 4-5 from the line. He probably had 6 dunks. 3 of them were lobs on back-to-back possessions in third. He was just balling out. You'd love to see it, Dubs fans. All right, as always, I'm TJ. I'm your host of Dub Life. If you love the show, please rate, subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts. And as always, thank you to Studio Pod, who helped me launch this podcast off the ground. If you want to know more about their studio and their partners, go to studiopodsf.com. They have a great starter pack where they offer an education session and 4 fully produced episodes. So if you want to start your podcast, go to studiopodsf.com or go to @studiopodsf wherever you subscribe to social. All right, everyone. See you tomorrow versus Knicks.